Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, glad to be back. This is Renee Lowe, the CEO of Onyx Queen Media and your host for The Queen's Lair. I can't even tell you all of the things that are going on. It has been actually kind of overwhelming of all of the blessings that have come to my business. I'm, like, actually getting choked up. Oh, my goodness, I was not expecting that. But I guess when I'm just thinking about all the different things that have been happening for my clients and just, like, all the different breakthroughs, you know, projects that you've been working on for a long time, curating for a long time, and all the stuff that is really, you know, coming through, you know, it's now coming to fruition, and it's so amazing. So I'm going to go through some of the housekeeping first so that we can, you know, kind of just go over some of the things that are happening right now. I do have a client. Her name is Navhi V. Baker, and that's NavhiTheeBaker.com. NavhiVBaker.com has an incredible story. I did speak briefly about her and her family on a previous podcast, but I will go into a little bit more in depth. They are sickle cell activists, and she is a phenom pastry chef. She bakes for real, like for real, for real. It is so amazing. I mean, this girl has such a spirit that you just can't even imagine. Her older sister, Shakara, and her younger sister, Italia. What is so unique about all three of them is that all three of them are battling sickle cell disease. If anybody is familiar with sickle cell disease or sickle cell anemia, as you may hear it, it affects the blood, and it affects the shape of your red blood cells. It causes your red blood cells to be sickled shaped, basically like a crescent shape. So can you imagine how painful that is for your blood platelets to have that sickle shape to it and trying to travel through your veins? This is why if you ever hear anything about sickle cell anemia and people having intense pain, this is one of the reasons why. So I don't want to give away everything, but if you are in the DMV area, I implore you to tune in tomorrow morning, April 10th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. If you're in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, tune into Good Morning Washington, because you will hear their story. They are going to talk about, you know, what it's like to have sickle cell, spread the awareness of sickle cell, because it is something that affects especially the Black community. I believe the numbers right now it's affecting Black births 3 to 5 times higher than any other race. So it is really imperative that we keep in the know of what's going on with this disease. I know that, you know, there are other diseases out there, you know, and other conditions that tend to get a lot of shine. And I will tell you right now, sickle cell is one of the ones that goes seriously underserved. So please tune in tomorrow, April 10th at 9 o'clock a.m. to Good Morning Washington. If you're in the D.C. area, you will catch it on ABC 7, News Channel 8, those two sister channels, you'll be able to see it. If you are not in the area, and let's say you're in California, it's going to be a little early for you. It'll be 6 a.m., but we want you to get up and watch this show. Good Morning Washington, you can watch it online as well. You can go to www.wjla.com/live. That's www.jla.com. /live. One more time, www.wjla.com/live. If you guys don't remember, whatever the case may be, you can go to Najee Bakes on IG, that's Instagram, and you'll see the flyer on there with her cute face and her sisters with their cute faces on there, and you'll see all the information of where you can go to be able to watch them live tomorrow morning. So we're really excited about that. I'm sure they're not going to sleep tonight. Najee actually got the great chance to bake in the kitchen today with my other client, Sugar Chef. You guys are well familiar with Sugar Chef. He was on Sweet Genius a few years ago and also did the Holiday Baking Championship on Food Network. And you see him, he is always on Good Morning Washington, and he's always on Let's Talk Live in the D.C. area. He does quite a bit of television, so you see him on a regular basis. So if you want to follow Sugar Chef, you can follow him as well. That's SugaChef. Okay, and you can follow him on Instagram as well. So she had a great day in the kitchen with her family, and they got to bake with him today, and you will see the results of what she baked on tomorrow's show on Good Morning Washington. So please tune in. Okay, second piece of housekeeping is we have finally announced the dates for our annual a retreat that we always have. As you know, Onyx Queen Media is my branding company, and then I also am the curator for Blackberry Naturals. And Blackberry Naturals, we are announcing the dates for our annual retreat. It is October 6th through the 8th. October 6th through the 8th, 2017. So basically, is the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right before Columbus Day. So you're off on that Columbus Day on the 9th. So there's no excuse why you can't come to this retreat. We are going to be out in the hills of Georgia, just a little bit outside of the city, a little retreat and respite. It's going to be so great. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship as women in business. We are going to talk about natural hair. We are going to tackle how we deal with being a woman in business and what it means to charge what you are worth. We are going to have interactive workshops where we get to create our own hair products. We're going to do so many amazing things. So please, 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 definitely stay tuned for more information. You can follow Blackberry Naturals. That's Blackberry and the word naturals all together, Blackberry Naturals on Instagram if you want to get all the information. Of course, you can always follow Onyx Queen Media on IG as well to get information. Okay, so now on to the business of tonight. This is pretty quick. It's not going to be long at all. We're just going to talk a few minutes about the difference between paid media and earned media. If you did not know, this is the first episode of season 7. We took a little bit of a break to kind of regroup and try to plan out the rest of our podcast that we're going to be doing, especially through the springtime. This is Learn the Difference Between Paid Media and Earned Media, season 7, episode 1. Okay, so let's get into it. Paid media. People get this very confused, very confused. People think that, you know, do I really need a PR person? Do I need a brand manager? And if you guys, you know what my business is, we manage different types of foodie brands and lifestyle brands, okay? We do their branding. We also do their PR. People always ask, do I really need that? Well, you know what? It depends on where you are in your business, okay? All of the folks that I deal with and that are my clients, they are all established businesses. They are established and they already have something to give to the public, so it works very well for them. The synergy is definitely there. If you're just kind of starting out and don't know where you are yet, you may want to start working a little bit more on identifying your brand and where you are and your brand audience. Sometimes a branding company will be able to even make up a package for you before you start putting stuff out, you know, into the public, like doing the PR side of it. They can work with you behind the scenes and try to help you find your brand voice, which is very important. Okay, so there's two different types of media marketing that you can do for your brand. The first one is paid media. Paid media is kind of looked at as more of the traditional media. This can include online ads, anything, you know, when you go to websites and they have those rotating banners and things like that. These are pay-per-click searches, and then also utilizing sponsorships as well. I'll often have my clients who will do an event and they will, you know, use a certain product or whatever that could entail a paid sort of media where you are paying a brand or you, your brand, whatever your product is, or if you are the brand, the person, that you are paying someone to put your brand in front of people, okay? So online ads, commercials, all of that is advertising. Paid media is really a fancy word for advertising, okay? And this could be advertising on Facebook. This could be advertising on YouTube. If you watch YouTube videos and you see the ads, you know, that come up in the middle of the videos as you're watching them, that is a form of paid media, okay? The second one is earned media. Earned media, this is what comes from PR. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, but this is what I've learned over the years from being a PR and branding professional. In my opinion, when somebody else sings the praises of you and your brand, it makes much more of an impact. Because if I'm paying, you know, if I'm paying a company to say, hey, I'm going to pay, you know, XYZ radio station to run my ad, they don't know anything about me. They don't know if my company is legit. They don't know if my company is good enough. They don't know if my brand is bad. They don't know any of that stuff. They're literally taking money in exchange for putting my brand out there. So they have no, you know, there's not much credibility in that because I've paid to be in front of you. But earned media has a lot more backing and a lot more clout because it is literally the result of public relations, okay? Meaning you have a PR person who is out there singing the praises of your company. They have created for you a media kit of which they are shooting out to different media folks to say, hey, I've got this phenomenal client. Look at their media kit. Look at the things that they've been doing in their community. Look at the things that they've been doing with different celebrities. Look at the things that they've been doing with their brand. Look how many shows that they've been on. They have caused the buzz, and you need to pay attention and be a part of the buzz that they are causing. So I am here talking up that particular brand because I want you to have some brand awareness of my client. So that's earned media. So what ends up happening with the earned media is that reporter says, you know what, I really like what that Sugar Chef is doing. I really like what that Najee the Baker is doing. I really like what that Mr. Foodtastic is doing. You guys know very well what my clients do and where they are on television because you see it all the time. And what makes you tune in is a lot of times the flyers that we make on my end. You know, for my company, we create these flyers and we put them up and say, hey, tune in, okay? So the two things really quickly are paid media, which is a fancy word just for advertising, and earned media, which comes from the word of mouth from any type of public or media relations, okay? Do tune in next week because I'm going to talk about two more types of media, and I'm not going to say what they are. You'll find out next week. There are definitely two more types of media that I want to talk about as well. But please, just know, we are here to help. We're here to invoke change. We are here to be your thought partners and to really help you come up with ideas that make your brand an experience. So please, don't be a stranger. Find me, if you want to find me personally, at Onyx Queen Media on Instagram, and our website is www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Bye, you guys. Talk to you next week.